Welcome, Earth Angels. Warm greetings to you. Make yourself at home. This is Sparkle Bomb Radio. I am Venus Master Mary Rose, your golden era anchor, broadcasting 100% divine love from downtown Vancouver, BC today. I'm right downtown on Alberni at JJ Bean, broadcasting live to you from their Alberni Street Cafe, Canada, to help light your way today. Come on in and say hello to everyone. Share with us where you're tuning in from on the planet and how you relate to this episode. I'm here for the upliftment of the planet, and if you're in alignment with this, then this station is on your wavelength. Spreading your wings, even in privacy, blesses you and blesses the simple. Come on into a guided meditation with me to spread your wings in privacy. Spreading your wings in privacy comes from a genuine place. And so therefore you can genuinely feel true reception of blessing. And genuinely, it is contagious to the atmosphere. It spreads. Anxiety caused by winter's isolation and loneliness in the gaps of the ethers may have been preventing you from putting yourself in places and situations where you can meet satisfying connections. Spring has sprung. And now it's time to stretch out of your familiar yet stifling comfort zone. Come in to receive a dissolving of anxiety, alchemization of isolation into harmonious communal atmosphere, and a transformation of loneliness into genuine heartwarming connection. So come on in and get comfortable. Been quite a lively atmosphere, but you are the ones that can hear truly what I'm saying. So imagine that whatever atmosphere you're in, if it's loud or quiet, or there's industrial noises or nature noises or no noises, allow yourself to relax and come into the privacy of your inner world. So take a deep breath. And place your feet on the ground. Give them a little stomp. Beat your feet a little bit onto the ground. A little bit of tap dancing there. Feel how your feet are connecting with Mother Earth right here and now. And allow her to connect with you and receive from her a sensation of centering, centering into your true nature, where you truly feel relief, a really deep sense of relief. All that anxiety, it's just an illusion. It's a challenge. So let go, detach, and let it flush out of your system. You don't need to hang on to the anxiety any longer. You can stretch your spirit into your body, feeling more comfortable every breath you take. Center yourself. Give your face a sweep. Relax all the muscles. Relax your eyelids for a moment. Relax all the muscles in your face. And feel the joy and the light of this moment. Feel how all your connections are as they need to be. Receive a clearing, a cleansing of the past. Allow your frequency to shift without needing to suffer anymore. You are able to shift your frequency to a higher, enlightening frequency where you can let go of guilt and punishment, let go of anxiety, fear. Just let it go and let it transform. Allow yourself to come out of winter's hibernation. Allow yourself to come out of the sensation of feeling isolated. Allow yourself to just shed that energy and feel a brighter, lighter more youthful sensation of who you eternally are, and that eternity revitalizing the cells in your body. Feel that eternity affect your physical body with a deep sense of relaxation and opening and flushing of your circulation. Allow your blood to flow through your nervous system. Allow your bones to generate with this frequency that is enlightening you, building your light body just by allowing the reception of Mother Earth. And now allow the reception of heaven, your heavenly high self, to merge with your earthly body and build your light body in every moment. Know that you are breathing in a new frequency and letting go of the old. And it doesn't have to do with suffering. It doesn't have to do with punishment. It has to do with allowing. It has to do with embracing and receiving the light to restore you to your sanity. Restore you to feel even more comfortable in your own body. This is the thing about letting go of what's familiar. Could be a sort of suffering or an addiction or some sort of cycle that just the way you repeatedly get up, fall down, get up, fall down when you don't need to fall down. You don't need to suffer, needlessly suffer. It is permissible to fall down, but are you falling down out of habit? You know, are you hurting yourself on purpose when you don't need to? So let go of that toxic, unrequited attachment to those types of neurosis. Just let it go. Allow the light to come in and flush out your system. Allow it to inspire you into a more centering alignment with your light body, your heavenly frequency, your high self that you know exists. Honor yourself, come into your center, allow yourself to merge with Mother Earth and nature and this light being body to restore you into your highest potential. As you bud with the spring blossoms, know that it is your time to blossom. It is your time to bloom, and you don't have to force it. In fact, you can magnetize and attract a lot of helping assistance on every level, on a physical level, on a spiritual level, with the nature beings helping you and the elements helping you to open yourself, just allow yourself to breathe in fresh oxygen. Breathe in beautiful aromas of loving atmospheres with delicious foods and florals and plants. Fresh air, fresh ocean air, fresh tree air, mountain air. Find some fresh air. Find the freshest air you can find, even if you have to look for it in your imagination. You can magnetize all the elements and resources needed for you to really awaken your body on this new level where you don't need to carry anxiety, where you can feel peace that passes all understanding, where you can let go of the toxic, unrequited attachment. Ooh. How's everybody feeling? We do have a listener that is ready. Maybe you have something to share. Hello there. Hello. Hi. Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. Who's this calling?
How are you today?
I'm great. Who's calling us? Who are you?
Okay, my name is Tally, and I'm calling from New York City.
New York City has New York today.
New York is going very well. The weather is about 60 degrees, so it looks like spring is happening for us here.
Definitely. Oh, my goodness, spring is happening for us here too, in the West Coast in Vancouver. Did you have something you wanted to share with us?
Yes, I do. Okay. Are you doing readings or
Beautiful. Yeah. Are you doing readings? Have a question?
Oh, okay. Yes, I do. I need a little insight here. Right now where I live, I have to be out by April 1st. I also have a realtor looking to help me find a place. But nothing, I mean, the places that have come up, I was willing to take it, but for some apparently reason, when I would get there to the location, the person was either not home, or when I would go back to give the money, no one would answer the door. Okay, which I'm fine, because those areas were not meant for me. So what do you see happening for me this week? I'm looking, and I'm looking on Craigslist. Do you see me going into a shelter or finding the last thing at the last moment, or what am I doing, what am I not doing right?
This is a powerful time for you. When you're shifting like this, shifting locations, it's soul searching and you're aligning with the frequency you desire, and it requires all of your heart to really find what you desire, right? And it really is a challenge. And so you haven't done anything wrong. So first of all, know that. You've done nothing wrong. This is not a punishment, right? This is your instinct. This is your extremity of feeling, you know what? I'm going to create something that's going to really cause me to feel what I need to feel right now. And you're just merely angling yourself in a place where you're really vulnerable and you're really open to the universe. So instead of latching on to any fear, you can connect with your soul and you can connect with universal guidance. And really, you're symbols and your signs are much sharper. They show up for you much sharper. Let's pull a card for you. So
okay.
Specifically, you're like, which direction should I go, right?
Yeah.
So you're wondering, should I give up and just surrender to something simple
which
and settle for that? Or, right?
Yeah. Or, I mean, I'm looking at somebody to go into a different borough, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one thing I want you to know, what you're experiencing is empathic. Does that make sense? That what you're experiencing is something that's opening your heart to understand something that a lot of people are going through, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What you're experiencing is huge lessons, something that's really going to help transform this experience for you so that you do magnetize to where you really want to go. Is get a notebook. Do you got a notebook or pad of paper or pen?
Mm-hmm.
Journaling right now, okay? Be journaling as if you're your own mentor. Hey, I'm observing what you're going through, because what you're learning right now is going to help other people through you in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
What you're
experiencing
is not something of a minority. A lot of people are either experiencing exactly what you're experiencing, a sense of homelessness, like, where do I live? But what you want to know is that you're a queen. You are a queen of empathy, and you're feeling for the world. And now you're figuring out and finding, how does this queen find her dignity? And what you're learning right now, keep journaling it, because you're going to feel your wisdom come forth. And as you align with that frequency of your wisdom, you will see the signs and the symbols that show you, you know what, I'm willing to go to the shelter because I'm that humble. At the same time, I can feel the beauty of my angels look after me and guide me into miraculous spaces. That wisdom is just going to push through, and you're allowed to feel a sort of altered reality right now, as a lot of things are changing for you. So journal. That will really help you feel your sense of home regardless, and then create that frequency of where you really want to be living and really want to be. You have the eyes of the queen of shells. You have the eyes of empathy. So just understand, you're not doing anything wrong. This is like a magnificent opportunity to really stretch your heart open and feel connected to what people are suffering from, and then learning how to disconnect from the suffering and feel that compassion and magnetize what you want, and even attractive company wherever you are. So I showed you that to end, sweetheart. Many blessings to you.
All right, thank you. I'll let you know what happens. Anything can happen because I'm still looking like a dog right now. Okay.
Anything can happen. You can open your heart to that celestial force. It's looking after you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. All right, everyone. It's been a beautiful day. It's continuing to be a beautiful day. And know that you are not to blame for your circumstances. Circumstances can change in seconds. It's about how you handle circumstances and how you tap into your frequency and your eternal energy. Whether you're rich or poor, you could be miserable. That's not a sensation. You're looking for a frequency. You're looking for your magnificent energy that really pushes out that anxiety out of your system. You can do that by just grounding yourself, sitting yourself down for a moment, connecting with the earth, receiving that nourishment, and receiving the light, and lightening up your frequency, heighten your vitality, and know that you are magnetizing the frequency that you're allowing. So, no need to punish yourself any further. It's not required for growth or strength. Punishment is a frequency. So allow yourself to lift up, and that, you know, you might not really logically understand what's next. That's not the point. You don't need to know what's next to really know you can trust what's next, because you are on a frequency of trust in the universe. So allow yourself to dissolve all the anxiety. Have a beautiful day.